I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. The EU heads of state and government have agreed to a Brexit flexible extension until January 31st. Following events for us in London is journalist and political commentator Patrick Christies. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Keith.
So this so-called flextension will mean that the UK can leave before that date if they manage to agree a deal in Parliament.
Yes, that's correct. So basically, it all hinges on what happens at this general election, which is going to take place on December 12th. Now, if we get a sizeable Conservative Party majority, then they would just rush through that withdrawal agreement that they've got pretty much unopposed, and therefore we would leave the European Union before the 31st of January. But of course, if there is another hung parliament or indeed a Labour majority, then that won't happen. So, Boris Johnson's do-or-die approach has not quite worked. He said he'd rather be dead in a ditch, didn't he? But it turned out not to quite be true.
Yes, and the ditch is still there, and there's nobody in it. Now, you mentioned this election. Now, on the fourth attempt, by my reckoning, British MPs have voted in favour of an early general election. Here's Boris Johnson.
There is only one way to get Brexit done in the face of this unrelenting parliamentary obstructionism. This endless, willful, fingers crossed, not me, Gov refusal to deliver on the mandate of the people. And that is, Mr. Speaker, to refresh this parliament and give the people a choice.
He sounds very angry banging on the dispatch box there as well, Patrick.
Yes, he does. And clearly he's very frustrated that he's not been able to live up to his promise to bring Britain out of the European Union on October 31st. But finally Jeremy Corbyn has given in. And a lot of Jeremy Corbyn's own party aren't that happy that he has done so. Labour currently are about, depending on which polls you look at, about 16 points behind. Of course, that ultimately means nothing because people decide what they want to vote for in the polling booth on the day. But yeah, it's going to be a very, very tight one, this one would have thought. And a lot of it crucially hinges on what the Brexit Party decide to do. Will they stand against Conservative candidates in various different seats? They could potentially split the vote there and allow Labour in through the back door.
Yeah, what is the strategy for the Brexit Party, the splitting the vote? How does that work exactly, Patrick?
Yeah, well, so at the moment, the Brexit Party have sent round an email to all of their parliamentary candidates or prospective parliamentary candidates telling them that they're going to find out on Friday whether or not they are going to be standing. What we suspect is going to happen is that the Brexit Party will target Labour leave seats. So seats that previously voted for the Labour Party but have voted to leave the European Union, and clearly now that is not Labour's party policy. So those are the ones that we understand that they are going to go after. One little spanner in the works potentially is that the Brexit Party chairman Richard Tice might stand against Boris Johnson in his own constituency, and that would be a massive issue for Boris and the Tories.
Well, that could make things very interesting. And Jeremy Corbyn, of course, leader of the opposition Labour Party, he said that we do want an election, and here's how he put it.
We always said we wanted an election, we do want an election, but we wanted no deal to be taken off the table. We've now had confirmation from all 28 EU member states that no deal is off the table, so we're going to go out there with the biggest campaign this party has ever mounted.
Jeremy Corbyn speaking to reporters there, and Patrick, do you think a no-deal Brexit could still happen?
Well, it could. Physically still happen, yes, absolutely, because if Boris Johnson were to win a sizeable majority and then he could basically decide whether or not he wants to have a deal with the European Union, it is most likely, though, of course, that a deal will happen. The other way that it could happen, almost accidentally, is if in the withdrawal period that we have, the transition period that we have, which is believed to be around December 2020, although that may be delayed, if there's no actual tangible working trading relationship drawn up between the EU and the UK in that time period, then yes, no deal could still happen.
Mm-hmm. OK, I want to talk to you about one of the other big events during the week. The Speaker of the House, John Bercow, stood down after 10 years, and he's been praised by both Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn for his service to politics.
Order! Order! Order!
We're going to miss that, aren't we?
It's iconic, isn't it? It is iconic. Look, whatever. John Bercow's caught in a lot of controversy with his perceived bias towards the Remain side. But the fact is, when all's said and done, he has been a political institution. And I'm sure that both sides are, you know, happy to see him go. But he's done a good service for British politics. But yes, he is off now, which is a very big moment because he's been a fixture there for 10 years.
And we'll find out who his replacement is within the next, I would say, few days.
Yes, I think the smart money is on Lindsay Hoyle, but we'll have to wait and see.
Who is his deputy at the moment. Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Christie's journalist and political commentator speaking to me from London.